Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want any trouble. Just get out. Oh, shit.
Slickback.
and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing, a pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, he's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn! Indiana Jenkins, I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
That's right, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Shouts out to my nigga K Wise for my new drop, man. Good looking out, man. It's always appreciated. Keep doing what the fuck you're doing, all right? QS, all y'all. Self X Music doing the big things, y'all. Make sure y'all check them out on Facebook if y'all don't know. But yes, again, Slap Sundays, as I do always every week. Got to start it off with the boss lady herself. Thank you so much, Topaz Deshae, because without you, no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays. The award show is coming up really, really soon. I'm waiting to see if I won, and I know some of y'all waiting to see if y'all won. So make sure y'all check it out at the end of the year. Tickets will be on sale pretty soon. All right, and also, you know, the X and B Squad, and just if you want to get your network on or anything you try to do and get popping, she's one of the ladies you need to connect with, because she's got a hand in everything, all right? So make sure y'all see what's up, all right? Next but not least, shout-outs to all independent artists. Like I said, y'all been doing a lot of things. I'm seeing y'all music, and while I'm seeing it, y'all got to send it to me, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com so I can put it in rotation, all right? Because like I said, without y'all, there is no show either, because, I mean, I wouldn't have nothing to play. Because I don't like that regular music. Y'all know I don't feel like that. I don't be feeling a lot of that shit. The only time I do feel is in the club, because, I mean, those are club tracks, club party songs, so fine. That's the only time we're going to do it. But as far as cruising down the streets and everything like that, or just maxing and relaxing, I need that indie music. So make sure y'all send it to me. Make sure y'all get it in rotation. And last but not least, just anybody. Anybody that listens to the show that takes two hours out of their day to listen to me talk, to listen to these independent artists, and that's just talking and just been spreading the word. I got to thank y'all so much, because while I really want to thank y'all, especially right now, let me just thank everybody, because we're setting records over here on Bang Out Radio right now. See, I get to go back and look and see who's been listening to the show, who's been spreading it around and everything. Not really who's been spreading it, but who's been listening. And I'm talking about live listeners as well as people that go back and listen when they're able to. And we just broke 100 people last week. You know what I mean? My last show was listened to over 120 times. That's some shit. That's a record right there. I never broke 100. I've always been, you know, been ever since I've been here, it's been getting better and better and better, and we finally just broke 100 people listening to this. So whatever it is y'all doing out there, thank you, and keep doing it, all right? Talk to your friends, retweet the links, spread it around to family that may like it, you know what I mean, or whatever, your friends, you know, homies, whenever y'all chilling at the house, ain't got shit else to do, put on Slap Sundays, put on West Coast Wednesdays, just spread the word, keep doing what the fuck y'all doing, because I got to thank y'all very much for what y'all are doing, because like I said, we're setting records over here, and we're going to keep going, and we're going to keep pushing, all right? And I got brand new music this week. I love when I have new music because, like I'm saying, we going to keep things fresh. I put up new music. Y'all, as independent artists, should always be doing new music. Nobody ever wants to stop, all right? Don't stop. Keep going. Do what the fuck y'all doing so I can keep getting new tracks like this, like my nigga Aston Martin's brand new track right here, all right? Because he is that guy, and this is I'm That Guy. Brand new Aston Martin, Slap Sunday's the Dagger. LA West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio. We'll be right back.
Can you bang like that, Italian Junior?
Look like I did it overnight, but only if you know how I live my life. In the studio, all day, out here. No days up, no breaks, switch gears. Even as a diss, step ahead of my peers. Now I feel comfy, overcame my fears. Yeah. Head in the bank like codeine in a styrofoam cup. Now porn stars in hot pursuit, call them silicone slugs. Shoeless in my entourage, no sleep, get insomnia. Bad bras giving me back massage. Dead folk coming, no fighting rock.
Look at me. I'm looking fly, everybody asking who the guy in the club popping bottles all the time. Even in the dark, I gotta shine.
My bad, y'all. Brand new Wash A right here, all right? So clean. We're going to keep it going. Brand new music. Let's get it.
He ain't nothing to a pimp player. If I don't hit now, best believe I hit later. Dress can't suit you. See me in the club, now she wanna meet you.
Meet you.
No games, we can skip through the combo. That's what we did. Now she ripping up my polo.
Dress so clean, jerk so mean. 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 Dress so clean, jerk so mean.
We here. DAT.
Jerk so mean. Dress so clean, jerk so mean.
Yeah. I'm so fly, that's no lie. Get money, fuck bitches, what I live by. And I don't play b-ball. I just grab my debit card and head to the mall. That's how I ball, and I never stall. Time equals money, so I gotta use it all. Polo pajamas, in the room gone, watching Futurama. Dress so clean, shirt so mean, yeah, I do the damn thing. They say I'm hot, my ears say bling bling. Yeah, I'm from the dirty dirty, but I say clean clean. Just jumped out the shower. It'll be a minute, probably need about an hour. Then I make your chick a jump off, feeling like a pimp. Let me go and brush my shoulders off.
Dress so clean, jerk so mean. 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 Dress so clean, jerk so mean.
Dress
so
clean,
jerk so mean.
Dress so clean, jerk so mean.
I'm a baller, DBU. Brand new.
Drink,
drinks on me. I'm a baller.
Come around, they don't know what to say. Drink on me, more wet, a couple bottles of rosé. This is what I see and what I need is what I got. Nigga, you suck at the bottom, taking shit from the top.
Nigga,
throw it in my hands, let's hope that it don't drop. Nigga, big out, don't play that, hand me my sock. Nigga, nobody cares about you, go ahead and kick rocks. Nigga, wanna crumble you like Jay-Z did to the rock. Nigga, swag was inherited, got it from my pop. Nigga, gonna leave the game twisting about a billion knots. Nigga, killing these motherfuckers, lyrical blood clot. I'm ballin' so much, hope I think my spot's a dope spot. Money stacking, how you thinking that? I was playing Tetris. Niggas getting shot and they ain't got tetanus.
Bitch, I'm a
get a scoop of success. Now they all frontin', never had our back, but they swear that the track's thumping. Ask them what their favorite song is, it's like I hit the pause button. But I know they lie, but it's not worth nothing. Real fans get off the porch, they just hear the bar coming. I love my city,
I love my
rep it,
I
rep
it, 30 seconds. Magnolia Dog Town, what's the way?
Bitch, I'm a
one more brand new track, y'all. Brand new right here. We on Mars presents Truth, all right? Too fucked up. I was at a showcase. These niggas walked out with $200 on that night on this track, all right? So here we go.
Fucked up,
snap on my snapback. Pin the bitches to the wall, thumbtack. Tell that hoe, bravo, make that ass clap. Triple up, lean in my cup, wash up. Medicated bottle service, nigga, pull up. Yeah, it's coming all night. Pop a couple bottles, I could change your life. Sip this cup, come over here, baby, hit this blunt. Let me whisper in your ear. So fucked up, she can't believe what I'm saying. Cut the bullshit, a young nigga ain't playing. Token, two bottles of goose, got a nigga feeling like he about to shoot through the roof. Fill my cup up, cause I'm so fucked up. And when you see me in the club, this year, what's up?
Feel too fucked up, feel too fucked up, feel too fucked up, feel you moving too fast. 7 grams in the pop, pop the plug on the stack, 3 cups, feel too fucked up. Show me how to drink the rest of them. Under the table, barely standing up stable. 7 shots in, nigga yelling out, let's get it. Chase shot by smoke. Bitch, I'm a vet, exhale, no choke. You know what it is, the joints blunt the balls. But right now, nigga, tiki too toke.
Said I'm too fucked up. Said I'm too fucked up. Said I'm too fucked up, girl, you moving too fast. 7 grams in the pump, pop the pill on the stack, 3 cups. Said I'm too fucked up. Said I'm too fucked up. Said I'm too fucked up, girl, you moving too fast. 7 grams in a pump, pop the pill in a stack, 3 cups.
If you feel fucked up like me, put your cups up high.
With that shit to Radio Man, it's your girl Miss Sweetie with X and B. And if you're listening to this, then you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio with your host, The Dagger, where we play music from independent artists from around the world. R&B, hip-hop, rap, doesn't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time. Bang out.
That's right. Shouts out to Miss Tweety right there real quick, y'all. Slap Sunday, the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Again, thanks for being here. If you're just tuning in, we're just getting started, all right? So ain't no telling where we're going to go, what we're going to talk about. But if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, either just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me. And again, make sure y'all get at me on the emails. If you ever want to set up interviews, you want to get in your music, ladies, if you want to be Dagger's Beauty of the Week, any kind of contact, all right? And this email goes universal for me. You can find me on Ubu with this email. What else am I on with this email? Facebook, of course. I think that's about it because I don't be on that many social sites. But check me out, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right, and we can just go to the phone lines real quick. First and foremost, straight out the gate. I know who this is right here. Let's see if we can get the man in here. Lion, how's he feeling tonight, Mac?
Hey, what's good, man? I'm chilling. Relaxing,
as
drunk.
Yeah, drunk. Oh, boy. What you sipping on tonight?
I'm just drinking beer tonight. I had a few 24 ounces, and I definitely had some good greens, so I just got a shipment in, so.
As you should. And beer, man, not only wine, but beer too. See, I don't know. Right now, tonight,
it gets me drunk. I'm drinking it.
Right now, what am I sipping on tonight? Hold on, I got this out. Some orange juice, and I still got some, and I still stuck with this wine. Cause see, what happened was I came up on this wine bottle. You know me, I don't like wasting alcohol. You know what I mean? So I'm like, fuck it, I gotta drink it. And
exactly.
And I don't just drink for any reason. You know what I mean? I need a reason to drink. Like chilling with y'all, that gives me a reason to drink when I go out, or I know I'm about to go out, whatever. Then I drink. If I don't got a reason to drink, then I just chill. So I'm trying to get through this fucking bottle so I can get a new bottle. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm recording drink. I'll sit down and drink. I don't give a fuck. I'll just drink. Wake up in the morning.
as you should. And straight out the, hold on, let's see who else we got out here tonight so far. Straight out the 678-9138. Hold up. You got Dagger. What'd it do?
What's happening, Dagger? Bang Out Radio. You already know this your boy, Mr. Pills, man.
Mr. Pills, check it in. Who drank it? Who smoked it? What'd it do, my nigga? How you feeling?
Hey, man, just hold it down, Pimpin. What's Gucci with you?
Oh, man. I mean, I could complain, but, you know, complaining don't get niggas nowhere, right? So I'm not going to complain,
all
but
real.
I mean, got to keep
all
it pushing, got to keep them pushing forward. But what's going on your way, man? You know, you don't get to check in as often, Mr. Pills. What's going on your way?
Hey,
let people know where they can find you at if they don't know.
Man, just do that. Just Google me, MR.TILLZ, you know what I'm saying? Mario Johnson, as far as Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Bill 01, Twitter. But yeah, man, just been working close, you know what I'm saying? I just been MIA trying to get that business straight, you feel me?
Hey, as you should, man.
Just trying to get these royalties right, man, you know what I'm saying? And you know, about to drop this new album and shit, so give a show, man. I got to get an interview with you.
Hey, man, it's set up. We can set that up, man. I need the new music in the email, so I got some new, you know, off the new shit and everything like that. Yeah, Dagger Fucks,
okay.
You already know what's up. We can set that up all day.
Well, that's the move, man. So we will be getting an interview real soon, my brother. So
yes, sir. As soon as you're ready.
Hey, I'm just sitting back listening to your hot ass show, man. No doubt, boy. You know,
hey, man, it's not just me. Like I said, it's y'all. It's like Lion, Mr. Pills, KY, Topaz. I mean, I'm missing Ashton Martin. I'm missing people. Like I said, don't get it twisted.
Hey.
These are just the people off the top of my head right now. But if y'all wasn't doing what y'all was doing, then, I mean, like I said, I wouldn't have shit to do over here. So, I mean, we all in this together. Like I said, we breaking records right now. We breaking records,
really?
You know? Like
hey,
at least
that Ashton Martin off the chain, too, that, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? And what I'm going to try to do, and what I'm really trying to do, as soon as Dagger gets his shit situated on his side of things out here in L.A., y'all, like I said, I'll be trying to travel. I'm going to hit all my peoples up that's been fucking with me. I want to come out to where y'all doing shows and everything. I want to open up for y'all and everything. We're going to get this Bang Out thing going east to west coast. Like I said, I'm fucking with all y'all. This shit ain't about to stop right here. We're about to do some big things. I'm fucking with y'all. No homo.
That's a standard, boy. Likewise, my nigga. That's how it goes.
So, and then, yeah. And then whenever y'all get out to L.A., man, just give me a heads up. We're going to take care of y'all when y'all get out here, man. Like I said, I can't pull a whole lot like that, but we're going to get it turned up.
Oh,
so don't even trip.
Already. It will be in August, though. It will be in August. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming out
okay.
For a few days. So, you know what I'm saying? You
but I know Lion's hanging out for the night. Mr. Pills, you hanging out or you got business to handle?
I'm hanging out for a few.
Okay, okay. Well, real quick, I want to start off with this then, because what I was going to talk about, what I've been noticing lately is, like, as much as, and I, we're going to talk about the money. We're going to talk about money, point blank, period. You know, the money, you know. And on one hand, it's one of those things that we all know that we need, you know, because, I mean, it's not like we need it maybe professionally or ourselves, but, you know, we need it to do shit because, you know, the world has said that money is important, you know, so we need it in there. But what I'm having an issue with and what I'm speaking about specifically is like these ladies now when it comes to money, because these ladies are on some whole other shit when it comes to this almighty dollar right now, you know what I mean? And I don't, and I'm trying to figure out where I'm gonna lay my opinion on this whole thing, because it's just weird. On one hand, it's like all these ladies is out here expecting a nigga to just empty his pockets for a female no matter what, whether it be going on dates, paying bills, this, that, or whatever. They always expect the nigga to just come out the pocket like it's just what it's supposed to be done. Now, if we want to go to old school times, when, yeah, you know, the male's the provider, you know, he brings the bacon home, whoop, and everything like that, which is cool depending on your situation. But at the same time, a man can't be like that with the way these women are acting nowadays, in my opinion. Because they're out here like, you know, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're telling me you're going to do this, you know, and I don't like that either. But then the dangerous part is, on the other side of it, you got these ladies out here doing their thing, you know, making their money as you should, being independent and everything, but then they got an attitude behind that just makes them feel like they're holier than now and they're better than everybody. And it's like, don't forget, you're still a bitch. I mean, not to be mad or anything like that, but I mean, let's just keep it, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but my thing is, if you act like a bitch, then you can talk like a bitch, and you can treat it like a bitch. So that's just how I feel. But I mean, that's where we're at now. So I mean, let me ask. Since I got two OGs with me right now, so Lionstar, I mean, do you want that girl that's gonna always? I know we all want that one that's gonna be in the middle. You know, that can do her thing, handle her business, woo-woo, but still be humble enough to be like, you know what, I need this, I need that, woo, or whatever. Then you come together and make that happen. But I mean, do you want that all the way independent girl with an attitude where you ain't never got to come out the pocket, or you want the one that rather not do shit if you have to choose one?
Wow, I don't want to come out the pocket. She can have an attitude. I can deal with attitude. I'll shut that shit down real quick.
Okay. Mr. Pills, where you at with it?
Hey, that's real talk right now, man. Cause you got a chick. They got money and got that attitude. And she's thinking, you know what I'm saying, just because she got that money, you know what I'm saying, she's beautiful, but the attitude making her so ugly, she don't even understand the fact that she just need to just be her damn self and just shut up and, you know, lose the attitude, and then you can be that independent woman, you know what I'm saying? Because you going to run into that nigga, you know what I'm saying? She going to run into that nigga that going to really put in shape about that mouthpiece. You feel what I'm saying?
Regardless,
you know what I'm saying? But you shouldn't want no chick, you know, bad attitude, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got time for that, man. You got to deal with the rest of the 7-day work week. And you got to come home with more attitude? Oh, hell no.
Ouch. And that's where the crucial part is, and that's why, and I've said this before, and that's where people get upset, is they wonder why, ladies wonder why they dudes don't be coming home right away, or like, you know, niggas be always looking for reasons to go do other shit and everything like that. I firmly believe, and I can honestly say this, that if the household is straight and the household is situated, if you on your points about what you're doing, this is only for people in relationships or trying to be in a relationship or whatever. If you don't give your dude a reason to go do something else, he ain't going to go do it. You know, I'm just speaking as far as like good niggas go, as far as real niggas go. Right. I mean, them other niggas is going to do what they're going to do, and you got to decide. You got to find out if you're dealing with a regular whatever nigga or a real motherfucker. That's on you to decide what you're dealing with. But for us real niggas, like, it really, once we find something that we like, and that's as far as you fucking this right, sucking dick, cooking, cleaning, whatever your situation is for your household, if you're doing that the right way and you're dealing with the right person, then that person isn't going to go anywhere else. Y'all got to realize that. I said it many, many times. A man, and I'm only speaking for men. Like I said, I don't know how women get down when it comes to this, but a man, or no, it goes both ways. When you piss somebody off, or you make somebody upset, or you make somebody uncomfortable where they're at or where they're living or whatever, they're going to find somewhere else to go.
Sure.
It's that, I mean, nobody's going to sit in that. Who? I've seen it on both sides. Like I said, I've walked away from situations. I have people walk away from me in situations where they blame me for making things bad and everything like that. And I admit, like I said, I may have not made things the most pleasant that they could be, but shit was fucked up at the time. So it's like I'm trying to just make y'all have people understand, or maybe they listen, is that if y'all the most problems people create are problems that they create themselves. You know, people, you can create issues out of nothing. And girls do it a lot more than guys, in my opinion. A girl would create the biggest issue out of the smallest shit just to have an issue about something. For whatever reason, I don't know. I wish I did. But you got to pick and choose your battles, and some shit you just got to let go. It's not worth it. It's not. Point blank, period. But like I said, that's just one opinion. We got 2 hours. We're going to get into a whole lot more. But real quick, my nigga Mr. Pills, line hanging in with me. So like I said, and this is another thing. Like I've always said this. If you like, you send me your music, anything brand new is always first in rotation. And second, if you call in and talk to me, hang out with me, chill with me or whatever, then you're next in line. Like I said, you're going to get your music played in rotation. That's just how I operate, because I feel if you're supporting me, then ain't no point. Then if I don't support you, then that's fucked up. So I'm not a fucked up person. You can ask about me. You know what I mean? I'm not a fucked up person. So we got Lion and Mr. Pills about to rep the airwaves for us real quick right here on this brand new Beat It Up. Lion's in, and then Mr. Pills, we got you. We're going to see who's drinking and smoking. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, man.
I used to be taught like a teacher, but I made this song for the freaks. Kids at home, they beds alone. You should probably put their ass to sleep.
Dime screaming and moaning. She's so wet, shit drowned in the pillow. She's so wet, had to swim to the middle. Ass so fat, but I swear that she little. Like when I toss her, beat her salsa. No handcuffs, but we keeping it cordial. Now she wanna fuck, and she got a man think I really give a fuck. Meet me in the middle of the bedroom, biting on your neck, I'll give it to your Red Bull. Legs in the air, ass pinned to the wall. Camera and all, teach you with the tip till you ask for it all. Passion of all, your man's just lacking it all. Smash till we crash like cars or a ball. Don't fuck with them all. Contracts just for the context. You wanna have sex on the beach when the sunrise ties to the bed. She a freak cause she like how I eat. Said I need some manners, but I'm busy getting at it. These niggas isn't adequate, they couldn't even damage it. Extravagant, that's my new nickname. Sure you wanna chill like a kick game. I just keep it live like a Knicks game. She just want more and more action. You're just of the opposite attraction.
I be pushing
figure it out, bitch. This is Lion.
Come on. There it is.
Now I think I'm stuck, but I ain't done yet.
No,
I'm still going. drag me out, boogie, drown me out. I'm wavy, flashy like the emblems on the back of your Mercedes. I'm a sailor, sailing wrecker, sailing like I'm in the Navy. Walk in randomly in my buggy, so they saying that I'm crazy. Crazy like that Anthony, first name Casey. Trying to ball out like I'm Tracy McGrady. Real TC in a broke young vein. Yes, sure, his name is a song, don't play. The cop's so bent, the girl so straight. Got a lot of weight, nigga, spray me your face. DMO, drown me out, I lay it low. Hit Melrose, throw a deuce to the road. Gun so black, black like a crow. Oh hell no, got a pass on the smoke. Ain't Facebook, but it's stay tryna post. Swag is now dead, and it's in a dope. Call me Charlie Sheen, cause the girl's so dope. Baby too fresh, drown me out till I'm soaked. Wayne D, weirdo gang, DMO.
Check out my boy The Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
God, I love how that girl sounds, man. Shouts out to Summer Azul, all right? Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, and we backing up. Also, quick side note, like I said, just give y'all a little updates on what's going on my end of things. My new computer's in the mail, my very own personal new laptop, all right? You know, if you've been around, you know what happened with my last one somewhat. But the new one's coming in, brand new, like I'm saying, going to be able to upload all my new cartoons and everything and all kind of different stuff I'm going to try to do, y'all. So bear with me. I got a couple new things coming. I know y'all might get tired of hearing to the same cartoons like me. But just give me a chance to load up some shit, and we're going to be back in the swing of things, all right? Let's see. To get my squad back in here right now, see who's chilling out. Line, you still good?
Yep, I'm in this thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then let's see. Mr. Pill, still drinking? Still smoking? Good?
Already.
and then new caller straight out the 706, 8207. You got Dagger, what it do?
What's good, bro? What's good? This your boy Red G, represent World Mob Entertainment. All right, man, for Jay first.
Hey, what it do, baby?
I'm saying World Mob all day. Oh, I'm
good. Hey, you should, man. Good looking, man. So for those that don't know, man, let them know where they can find your music at, your links and everything, because, I mean, this is probably the first time calling in to be here, man, so let them know what's up.
Oh, man, you can find Verse everywhere, man. You can find it. It's my URL, / Jace Verse, JayceVerse. That'll catch you with all his social links, you know what I'm saying, the fan sites and all that. You can find us World Mob Entertainment at WordPress.com. Got to get you all the news on World Mob, you know what I'm saying? Shoot.
There it is, y'all. Y'all go check it out, man. Okay, well, I need some tracks for rotation then, man. You got the email, right? Y'all got to get it up in here so I can put it in rotation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We sent some in to you. Check out, I think we sent you that Most Hated.
Oh, okay. Let me rephrase. I'll have to recheck the email. Okay, but for sure. But good looking out, man. So you hanging out for the night, or you just came in to get the shout out there real quick?
Oh, you know, I stop and listen, bro. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Loving the show.
Okay, thank you. Well, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it pushing. Now, here's one thing I was noticing. Has anybody been caught up on what's going on with this female, with this other Kardashian, Khloe? I mean, has anybody been following along what's going on with her? This shit is kind of interesting. How she might not actually be a true Kardashian. That's what they're saying. They're saying that OJ may be her daddy. Have y'all heard this shit?
Wow.
Now, let me give y'all a little background. Here's what's been going on, all right? Now, look. Now, this is according to the National Enquirer. Now, of course, we all know that the National Enquirer is whatever, but everything, they get a few things right. If they ain't talking about aliens and shit, they usually know who motherfuckers' daddies and shit is. Here's what's going on, okay? Here's what's apparently going on. Robert Kardashian, all right, who was a key member of OJ's dream team. Now, keep in mind, Robert Kardashian and OJ were on the same dream team back in the day. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the same lawyer that got him off the hook for killing his ex-wife and everything like that, one of the co-lawyers, up until recently, he said he's been firmly believing that OJ was the one that dipped in. Instead of, let's just say that Khloe's mom kind of got around during the dream team days. Let's just say it that way, okay? I'm not going to call nobody. And we're speculating here. Like I said, these are not facts or anything. We're just talking about what's out there in the open right now, all right? Now, Robert's wife, after Chris revealed earlier this year he had experienced doubt Khloe was his child, Khloe decided she could not wait any longer, so she decided to reach out to OJ, all right? And she's been reaching out to him in jail. Y'all know OJ's locked up, so she's out here sending this dude letters and trying to call him in jail to try to set up a time to go into jail to talk to him. Now, here's a couple of things. On one hand, I guess I can understand wanting to know who your real daddy is and everything like that, especially after you've been in the limelight for so long and everything. But on the other side of things, I mean, me personally, I think I would keep my mouth shut. I think it looks a little bit better to be a Kardashian kid than a Simpson kid, to my opinion, at least as far as I can see. So let's see what people are thinking. So Ryan, what you thinking about that, man? What do you think? Because she doesn't. What do you think? First of all, does she look like the rest of the Kardashians? That's what they're saying. They said if you line up Khloe and the other two Kardashians, she don't look nothing like them at all. That's number one.
I don't really fuck with the Kardashians that much, but I mean, if he is the father, which I doubt it, like, why would you even bring that up? Like, I wouldn't have said anything about it.
Well, that's exactly what I feel. Mr. Pills, what you think, man?
What you think?
Yeah,
hey,
that's
man.
Where I think it's going, but.
that ain't nothing but Hollywood, man. Dysfunctional families, bro. They talk about the middle class being dysfunctional. Now it's some rich folks that's dysfunctional. That's just the bottom line, man. That shit don't even.
But isn't this shit crazy though? Like how many? And I agree with what you're saying because it's like, on one hand, why are we supposed to care? This is number one because. Look, how many people do you know that don't know the original? You know what I mean? This is everyday life. At least, you know, I can't speak for all races, but for a lot of black folks, for a lot of black people, not knowing who your daddy is pretty common. You know, it's not or having to choose from 2-3 dudes about who your dad is not that common. You can look at fucking Maury Povich every day and see how many people are trying to get daddy tests. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This isn't nothing new, but it's just funny how, like y'all were saying, it's amazing how, for one, I think it's because they're white. One, because they're white. Two, because it's the fucking Kardashians. You know how many people are trying to find salt or something in the Kardashians to fuck with them? And the coldest part is, you can't really fuck with a Kardashian. You can fuck with a Kardashian, but you can't fuck with a Kardashian because that family is really fucking twisted.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't watch the show or anything, but every now and then I'm always stuck somewhere. I be somewhere where I have to watch the show because I can't control the TV. So every now and then I catch an episode of these people and everything. And it just amazes me sometimes.
And Lamar Odom, she was married to one of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Lamar Odom got one, and he got the big one, the thick. And it's funny how Khloe was married the only black person, you know what I mean? And the other guys, well, Kim fucked a black person. Well, Kim's been fucking with black folks, Kanye and all these people and everything. But it's just, as far as marriage goes, like I said, she married Lamar, so it's just interesting how her daddy could be O.J. Simpson, and then she hooks up with Lamar Odom. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's weird. It's just weird. It's crazy, but it's weird. I don't get it. I don't understand. But hold on, y'all. We're going to bring in somebody. Maybe want to talk about the Kardashians real quick. Hold on. Straight out 661-6601. Hold on. Hold up. Come on. You got Dagger. What it do?
Miss Lyric, what it do?
Hey, what it do, Miss Lyric? How you feeling?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm sure. As those that don't know, Miss XNB Mom right here, Lyric, you know, one of Dagger's former but always will be Dagger's Beauty of the Week. I'm glad to have you here tonight. What's up? You got something to say about the Kardashians real quick?
About what?
About the Kardashians real quick. About Lamar. Not Lamar. About Khloe might not be a true Kardashian. They're trying to say that her daddy may be O.J. Simpson.
What? I missed the whole thing. I have not heard that. Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, no, because let me ask you this, Lyric. I mean, you've seen all the Kardashian sisters together, right? At least the older ones. You got Kim, Khloe, and whoever the other one is that's pregnant, that dates the alcoholic, that's married to the alcoholic. Now out of those three, Miss Lyric, does she look like she belongs with the Kardashians? I mean, they're saying that she doesn't just based off of looks.
Based off of looks, no.
See, that's where it all starts. like I said, I really want to waste the whole time on the Kardashians. But what's going on with you, Miss Lyric? How you been? What's going on with you?
You know, networking, doing me. Got photo shoots and fashion shows coming up, you know.
Hey, don't you got one coming out to L.A.? Did you got one coming out to L.A. soon or something, or did I miss that?
In Hollywood, Rollo Street.
Yeah. Okay, let them know where that one is, because like I said, I got to come out and support. So let everybody else know I'm bringing L.A. with me. I'm going to try to as many people as I can at least.
Okay. Well, I have tickets. I mean, the tickets are $20. I mean, I think it's going to be well worth it. It's going to be in Hollywood on Rollo Street, I believe.
All right.
Check out.
All right, we sure will, man. We sure will. Good looking. And, man, Miss Lyric. Now, see, Miss Lyric, I like Miss Lyric hanging out with Miss Lyric. Don't be on that bullshit. She don't take no shit. You were supposed to call back, but see, hold on. I got a little bone to pick with you. Did you ever listen to that other show on Wednesday? Remember when I told you got to call back and tell me what you thought about that? Did you ever listen to it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, then we're going to get a Dagger's double play, and then I got to pick Miss Lyric's brain real quick about what she thought about that, because she was supposed to call a long time ago and explain what happened.
Sure,
so,
I forgot.
You just forget about me every now and then. It's
no,
okay.
No.
I understand.
Just,
I understand.
Hey, don't be doing me like that now, Dagger.
But we're going to get a Dagger's double play. Got Lion Tiller with me, Mr. Pills checking in with me, Miss Lyric hanging in. So it's a good day. It's a good day so far. So, let's see. So I'm going to be a little upbeat on Dagger's double play today. Let's see how I feel. Dagger, featuring my nigga Nympho the Great. All right, me, my girl, and her girl. Let's go. That's how I'm feeling right about now.
Yeah. With it, boys, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Mac Machete the Madman. The Dagger, bitches.
Y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
And me, my girl, okay, her girl, and her girl. Yeah. Can you dig that? The Dagger, you know what I'm talking about, man.
Exactly,
we gonna keep it
about.
Real, real player.
Yeah.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too. Hey girl, how you doing?
I wonder if you got a man.
Maybe I can take you out.
Maybe we could just kick
it. I hope that you open mind.
Maybe I can change your world.
That's only if you trying to go.
With we and my girl.
I see you look a little strange.
Don't dismiss it.
You only live once.
Maybe we can get explicit.
You with it like I'm with it.
Maybe we could have a ball.
My penetration is devastating.
It's rated, I fade them all.
It's all on you, baby.
What you wanna do, baby?
Maybe with your homegirls.
Well, they can come too, baby.
We can get it pop.
Have your body percolate.
Off a fissure with some weed.
We hype you with no hesitation.
I see you contemplate,
think about it for a while.
Baby, I'm a witty boy,
you can tell by my style.
She smile, I know I got it.
Pop my collar, I'm fresh.
When we done with the bra, my girl tell them
who's next. Me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
It's time to get it cracking, ladies. So wear it out, you know what I'm all about. We fucking, we ain't going now. What we need is right here. 80 proof or better, drink a pound of the stack of dank and fizzle.
What the fuck you say?
Now a nigga fucking like a tinny. Got these bitches screaming like I'm taking their virginity. The ones that act tough like they can handle the fucking. Until I gut her like a turkey with the salt top stuffing. Thought that I was bluffing. I talk shit and back it up. She took a break and called a girl and told her,
back that ass up.
Daggers acting juvenile. One laying on the other. Doggy style, dog pile. Play them triple X games. I'm a gold medalist. I beat that pussy dead. Dagger is the deadliest specialist. I can't lie, I love this shit. So y'all can lick each other's pussies. Limbo suck on my dick.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
One-on-one is really fun, but Dagger's out for having more. Start with 15 bitches, watch a battle for the final four. Losers gotta rock the bench, winners get up in the ring. Now you gotta battle the this is what the Dagger do, don't be ashamed of being afraid. You wanna put the edge, if you got both and get the trade. My bitches fuck bitches, they ain't caring what a hater say. If you don't like the song, then you ain't with it anyway.
My girl, her girl, your girl. I lick, she lick, you suck. Attack from all angles, demolish, diminish. I'm busting like a M1 till the chamber finish. Prescription a pleasure, you bout it, whatever. Me and my girl will take you down together. I'm clever with the rhymes, but I'm better with the stroke. Provoke the panties off and tell my girl, here we go.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
For sure.
And we don't have to be ashamed.
Nope.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what
don't
we
worry.
Do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And if you buy it, you can come
I'm
too.
Going, nigga.
Dagger's double play. I can't even believe I even uploaded this. We're going to take it back in the day on y'all. All right, Dagger's one of Dagger's vintage tracks right here off of my, one of my first mixtapes with my brother Kip, Young Knowledge is Power. Whatever you're going to do, check it out. Throwback.
From the job to the house to the club to bounce. Hand strangled on my liquor, other hand on my ounce. In the middle of a drop, so you can tell what I'm about. I'm not concerned with how she shake, I got my mind on clout. And dude in my left ear, he just running his mouth. Cause between the weed and drink, I can't figure him out. Mommy saying I'm pricey, it's probably cause mommy like me. While I'm thinking what it might be, she think how can I be wifey. Her body that spicy, still is less than likely. Cause with all these ships around, I know what I'm trying to do. You remember correctly, the club is where I found you. Reminisce that first night pipe penetrate through, but it wasn't enough room like the lady in the shoe. Especially when I grew, you ain't know what to do. So I said relax, sparked a blunt and cracked a bell V2. You on me, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool with you, cool I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When it's wrong, hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool if you cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do.
That nigga always a hustler, although I don't look it. I'm from the streets too, smoking weed and ducking with bullets. I never had a bullet, best believe I would if I have to. Have you wake up in the ER with a doctor staring at you? Get on more than he can chew, we bought with percussions. There's no more room for discussion, he should've followed instructions. When I'm in the club, don't bother me, I'm searching for gifts. Now you're checking me to flip, got you running your lips. Another nigga drunk, pissed, bringing the drama. All up in my face, smelling like shit and marijuana. You can have your baby mama, women coming and go. And if you think I really want her, then you don't know, oh. Cause I don't spend dough, I keep stacking and stacking. The next morning, catch the bus to work like ain't nothing happened. All that flashing and flossing is old, keeping real to stay true. So it's cool to do
whatever you gon' do.
I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool if you cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool if you cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do.
Nah, trying to pressure won't you to feel the pleasure. Cause two ample bodies and mine should work better together. I ain't giving up, Joe, dro, liquor, hell no. And get out of my car, your doves of them shell toes. Fresh cap, fresh clothes, fresh clubs and fresh hoes. Even chicks and Abercrombie get it poppin' at the party. And these corduroy cuts got them higher than Bob Marley. Family on the track, play a game like Atari.
I don't like to do a lot because I've been through it all. Been through every wall, watching people try and fall. Life status is material, ain't none of y'all original. I tell you to your face, cause there's no need for a subliminal. This movement is pivotal, I wanna walk the right path. Your car banging, you'll be suing me for whiplash. So I'll get a dollar, nigga, save the attorney. Because y'all soon coming threes, Moe, Larry, and Curry.
I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool if you cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you gon' do. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool if you cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool if you cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do. I don't care what you talking about or what you going through. When this song hit the club, do whatever you gon' do. I'm cool if you cool, I'll introduce you to the crew. But at the end of the night, it's whatever you gon' do.
This is crazy. What you gonna do here?
I'ma do what's over here for me to do. What you gonna do?
I'ma go over here and do this over here.
What,
with this person.
Well, I'ma come over there and do what you was doing.
And then I'll go over there with over there.
Allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck-mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West
Take
Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
Yeah, y'all. We back. Slap Sunday. The Dagger. LA, West Coast all day. Bang out radio. We chilling. Like I said, still time. Still got about another 50 or so minutes. So if you want to get in on this conversation, wherever this conversation is about to go, 661-621-7559. Either chill in the queue or you just press 1 to holler at me. Let's get the members back in for the day's night session. Hold on. Got my man. Hold on. Come on. You can do it. We've been doing well so far. Lion, still good. Lion, take your phone off of mute. Is your phone on mute? Check it.
Check it's it. Not on mute. I said, what's up? I thought you heard me.
Nah, I didn't hear the first one, so I was making sure. So, okay, life's good. Let's see. Because you know how we be about that mute button, man. I'll be a victim of it myself, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, everything's touch screen, so when it goes on, I put it on my shoulder so I could talk and handle my business, and
okay.
I'll hit it sometimes without realizing it.
Okay, for sure. Mr. Peel, still good?
10-4.
Yes, sir, still in the building. Then, of course, Miss Lyrics. Let's see if we can get her back. Wait for it. There it is, Miss Lyrics, still good?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, for sure. Well, we back, so just to recap real quick, just because what we're about to get into, if you didn't listen to this Wednesday show, then you might not know what we're talking about, but basically, a female called into the show and basically blasted me and went off on me and everybody I was chilling with and everything like that over a joke. Basically, that's just overall what happened. And then it was really, like, hardcore, like, I'm ready to fuck some shit up. Where are you at? We about to have problems. So, Miss Leary, what was your impression on that whole thing? Now that I can finally got you back here to let me know that.
I don't know. That was really wild. I don't know what to say about it. I was kind of embarrassed for you for a minute.
Embarrassed who? Embarrassed for me?
Yes.
Oh, well.
She was going really crazy on there.
Wait, hold on real quick. Who's watching
TV?
Who's watching TV? Somebody's watching TV. Who's watching TV? Somebody can mute their TV.
Live watch the TV.
Live needs to mute his TV or turn it down a little bit, please.
Live's going to leave the room then.
Because we talking. I'm just saying, like, no disrespect, we just can't hear the background. That's all. It wasn't an embarrassing thing. I mean, it wasn't embarrassing to me. I don't believe I was embarrassed more so because she chose to come on my show and try to, like, really, like, blast the nigga and blast people I was chilling with and blast people I was talking to. And so I wasn't really embarrassed myself, but was that right? Is that how you address a situation? Is that how you handle things? Is that the way to go about things, especially if you have an issue?
No. I don't think so. That was just really all bad. I was like, can't he cut her off the call?
But it was good radio though. I mean, this is what I say all the time is that on one hand, people don't realize some of the things I've been actually having to go through. And I'm not blaming anybody for the things that I go through because, like I said, I put myself in certain situations. So I can't blame anybody else for what I go through. But also at the same time, and what I've said many times, is like I'm an optimistic as well as a realist. I try to be optimistic about people no matter how bad it may seem, no matter what they've been through. I always think, like, you know what, people want to do right. People want to be the right person, do the right things. I want to believe that. Reality always shows me that people just don't give a fuck. And she was one of the people that night that just didn't give a fuck about nothing. You know, trying to name drop and call people out and everything like that. This is the type of shit that I just really don't be involved with or I don't like dealing with. But see, it seems to find me somehow. And I wasn't doing nothing but a radio show. So that's it. And then I tell people all the time, like, I don't hide shit on this show. I don't bite my tongue. I can't even say I don't bite my tongue because I do. Because I don't name drop. I don't call people out. I try not to the best of my ability. Because I think that's just rude and tacky, personally. I may talk about a situation. I may talk around certain things and maybe telling the truth. And I will be telling the truth about what's happening. But I don't throw people's names out there or anything like that. Because that's just not my style. That's not how I get down. But at the same time, it's like it seems like people just aren't going to get it unless you take that route with people. And I don't really want to be like that. But some people just have to be that way. But here's what I wanted to sidetrack to real quick. Because, I mean, during Dagger's double play, it made me think. Because, you know, you didn't hear Dagger on that whole song on the second one on the throwback track because I used to go by Oh No. I used to be Oh. Everybody used to call me Oh. I was Oh for a really long time before the Dagger came into effect. But there's a reason for that. But I want to know where people's names come from, because I know we all get our aliases. I mean, some people are dubbed the alias from somebody else, and it just sticks. Some people come up with their own, and we just all, it just, there's a reason behind it. So, Lion, shout out to Lion's Den. Where, how do we go with Lion? Out of everything to choose, whatever, how did the Lion get created?
Gun Hill Road, my hood where I grew up at,
I grew up with a lot of Jamaicans and a lot of island people. My pops is Trini, my grandmother's Jamaican. You know, they be like, respect lion, and they used to call me the top lion, so.
Okay, that works. And then Mr. Pills, now, I think I've asked you this before, but I've told you also, if you, out here, if you was in L.A. named Mr. Pills, people would think you was the X-Man. You know, you had all the pills on top and everything like that. So, but, I mean, that's a guess. I'm guessing. If I was guessing, that's where I would say. But where did Mr. Pills come from?
Yeah, you would get like that. You know, people be saying, yeah, where the pills at? But, no, it's slash for the pills there at the old boy. You feel what I'm saying? I understand that kind of ATL, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just pills. And then I put the mist in front of it when I had got a little notoriety, you feel me? Got my rank up in, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, it's with a Z and not with an S, you know what I'm saying? So P-I-L-L-Z and not S, so. That's what a P.I. is.
Okay. That's why I like people that embrace themselves. I mean, when you know yourself, then you work with what you got and you work it to your abilities and everything. So, Miss Lyric, now I can guess where this one came from. Okay, I guess, like I said, your flows are just off top because I heard some of your tracks and you got some knockers. I'm going to throw them in rotation by next week. You got them late to me today, but it's okay. We're going to forgive that. But is that where Miss Lyric came from, or is there more to the story?
Nope, that's where it came from.
straight to the point. Y'all make sure y'all check out her music, man. Like I said, it's going to be in rotation by next week. It would have been in rotation this week. But it's just crazy, man.
And what is it, Miss Lyric?
Yes, no, Lyric, X&B Lyric.
Okay, that's what's happening.
Yeah, make sure you check it out, Mr. Pills, if you don't know. Like I said, they got a whole, she got friends with it too. That X&B squad ain't no joke, man. They setting up chapters, so you got to watch them ladies right there. But I had to go through a whole fucking track because I started off as a kid. I was the ballad when I very first started doing music. It was the ballad. That's what everybody would call me because I was in one of those stages where, you know, I wasn't really doing music for me. I was doing music because I wanted to make everybody happy. So my lyrics and everything contemplated that. I was out there listening to what was going on, trying to emulate what other people had going on because that's what was hot and that's what people like. So I tried to take that and switch it into myself. You know, I tried to maintain the balance between shit and music, so that's why they covered the balance. But then that got transitioned into Oh No. Why? Because the balance got taken advantage of too damn much. You know, the balance was, like I said, that's where I was just all the way real. That's before I realized how society was, when I was just the total optimistic. When I was just be like, everything's all good, everybody's happy, all smiles and everything, when I didn't know no fucking better. So, but then it became Oh No when I started recognizing what the game had going on and how people were and everything. Then it's like, you know, transition. Like, I was old for a cool little minute. That was old through, like, college. All that shit was going down. And that's when I was on my didn't give a fuck stage. So when everybody saw me, it was like, Oh No, because they knew what the fuck was popping when I came around. It was about to be turned up and it was about to do some other shit. But now, like I said, luckily y'all have met the Dagger. Like, that's who I've been since I started this show. That's who I've been now. And it's just crazy because I just don't have time for anything else anymore. I mean, and that's where I guess a lot of people are now because, I mean, that bullshit is stopped. That he say, she say shit, you know, all that shit, high school, all that. And it's funny because I look back. I mean, you ever do this? I mean, we've all been doing music for a little while now. You ever look back at the music you've done maybe like 5, maybe 10 years ago and realize the subject matter you was on then is completely different than where you at now? Like, your mind just being a different place?
Yo, son, I used to do R&B. I used to just sing. Likewise.
Oh, y'all was serious? See, I never could even try to sing, so it was okay. But niggas got the options. So why go from singing to rap, or why switch over?
I don't know. A lot of people. I mean, I can sing, but I'm not the best vocalist. A lot of people told me I should rap. Like, a lot of my boys told me I should rap and shit like that. So I got into it and I fell in love with rap. I really feel like I could put a lot more out rapping than I can singing. I could talk about what I want to talk about more. I still sing my own hooks and shit like that. Like, I got, for my next mixtape, I sang basically all my hooks. So, I mean, yeah.
Okay, well, that saves you time and money. There's nothing wrong with that. What about you, Mr. Pills? What made you transition?
Oh, well, it's it's not far as transitioning, you know what I'm saying? It's basically, you know, I still like R&B and do my thing, you know what I'm saying? I got like 50 R&B songs on the written and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm really like a composer because I also play I play 6 different instruments, you know, so it's like it's just natural like that, you know what I'm saying? So, but rapping is just, it's just easier, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, my man, you can sing, but you're not the best vocalist, you know what I'm saying? You can keep a note,
and
you know what I'm saying? I really do all my, I sing all my hooks, whatever songs I got, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that being me on the hook, so.
It's some music going on, you know. It ain't just hip hop, you know. No, that's the business. It's funny because I would sing if I could. Like you've heard some of my tracks, I've even played a few on here where it's like it's me singing, but it's like I make fun of myself. It's like I know I can't sing, so don't sit up here trying to like be like he can't sing. I'm the first one to say I can't sing, so it's just be hilarious. But that's good.
Yeah, but it was like. It was like personally, you know what I'm saying? Well, my first rap was gospel rap, you feel me? So I was like 8-9 years old doing gospel shows, you feel me? So it was like that though.
Music is one of those things where it's like you either know you're meant for it or you know you're not. Like I said, I've always known I was definitely meant because it'd be
I don't believe that. There's a lot of people doing music that should not be doing music, and they don't know that they should not be doing music.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Now, on the radio, I'm going to say this. On the radio, I'm going to say, look, follow your dreams. You know, whatever you feel you should want to do and what you feel your calling is, then. By all means, don't let nobody tell you that you can't be what you want to be. That's the radio talking. Now, in reality, hell motherfucking yeah, some of y'all should never pick up a damn microphone. on one hand, I don't like tearing people down when they feel like they really want to do something, but at the same time, you have to understand and you have to hear yourself. You have to understand that your shit is just not working, even as independent artists. Like I said, I've been to showcases, I've been to shows, I've been to these things where it's like certain people get on the mic and it's like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? And it actually offends me. Personally, it offends me. Because how many times, let me ask Larry, I know you're an SBMI, but when it comes to your music and everything, do you tell people like you're a rapper? I don't even tell people I'm a rapper because it's always a stereotype, well, you're just like everybody else.
You know,
I can't stand it.
Exactly.
I let them know, like, I'm vice versa. I can do it all, so it don't matter to me. I'm motivated all the way, so.
Because every time I tell people, you know what, do you do or whatever, you know, I host a radio show, you know, I got an actual job, but I mean, I do music as well, you know. Oh, so what, you're a rapper? I hate that because why? Because there's so many people, like I just said, there's so many people out there that's putting a bad name on real lyricists and real music and real artists because they think it's a joke, they think it's a game, they think it's something you can just slide by and get in on. And let's be honest, some people actually do. They find a way to get by on bullshit. There's a lot of people that do that. And I can't stand that shit.
No,
but it can't stop. It's just so saturated. Like that's why I don't pay attention to shit like Reverb Nation, everything like that. Like don't get me wrong, if you be on Reverb Nation and that's your shit or whatever, then by all means keep doing what you're doing. But I don't give a damn what number I'm on Reverb Nation. I don't care. Because anybody that knows me know my shit be popping, and know my shit is probably more popping than a lot of the people that are ahead of me. But I don't care, you know, it's like, and that goes across the board.
Exactly.
I've seen y'all pages, I've seen y'all music and everything like that, and they, like I said, we all out here hustling, but real music will always speak for itself. That's how I feel. I tell people all the time, don't judge me because you think I'm a rapper. Judge me. Listen to my music first, and then you can't judge me because I don't care. But at least hear niggas' music before you voice your opinion. You know, I hate people that create opinions on shit they don't know nothing about. That's like me saying live music is whack and I ain't never heard not one line song. That's like me saying Miss Larry can't rap and I ain't heard her say two words or anything like that. How the fuck do I sound making those kind of opinions and I ain't heard shit?
Hey, Dagger.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Dagger.
Yes, ma'am.
Why did you have to use me for example?
What do you mean? I'm just trying to evolve everybody.
I'm trying to evolve everybody
in the conversation.
Yeah.
I heard Miss Lyric's tracks, and Miss Lyric got knockers. Miss Lyric got knockers. That's why it's gonna be on the show. I've been chasing Miss Lyric to send me music for like 2 weeks. It would have been in rotation already. It's like I don't chase people. That's number one, Maggie. I don't chase people, so it's okay. But like I said, I recognize good music when good music is due, and that's what I want in rotation. So that's why I've been on ahead of her. You need to send me some fucking music, like. But
yeah,
hold on, yo, we got somebody else out the 661 want to check in real quick. Hold up.
That's what they do.
Let's see. 5580. Hold up. Hold it. You got Dagger. What it do?
What's good? You know it's the princess of the dam. What's happening, y'all? It's Marley B.
Marley B checking in the building, man. What it do,
Marley B.
So I had to call in and show support for my homegirl. She was beauty of the week last week. She on hold right now. But I was waiting for her to call in. So y'all do what y'all do.
There she is. She was in beauty. It's not official yet because she didn't come in for her official interview. She's going to be beauty of the week this coming week. So it's not official yet.
It's official.
We can still bring her in and have her talk to us real quick. Hold on. Straight up to 323-8875. You got Dagger. What it do?
What's up, Dagger? This is Mo.
Hey, Miss Mo. How you feeling tonight?
I'm good.
That's good. This is Dagger's future beauty of the week. So we're going to get our official interview on Wednesday, okay? But it's good to have you here tonight. How you feeling?
I'm good. What's up, y'all?
We drinking, chilling, smoking. We trying to get through the Sunday. Got a whole other long week ahead of us. So real quick, it is Slash Sunday. You know, we try to slash the stupidity out of people, and I've been doing most of the talking. So we're gonna see. Real quick, go down the line. Lion. Anybody do some dumb shit this week? You want to blast real quick or put out there? Like, what the fuck was that about? Because you know we slash stupidity on Sunday. Hold on, Lion got the floor real quick. Hold up, go ahead, Lion.
Basically, somebody don't put their friends before their family. She don't know how to take care of her siblings, and it just irked me. I had to steal her car.
You stole her car.
But I mean, she got over it.
Okay, hey. I stole a car this week. Mr. Pills, what's some dumb shit you have to deal with this week, man? Anything you want to blast on somebody real quick?
Hey, man, not really, but I just have to let everybody know that, you know what I'm saying? If you're using EBT, you're going to have to start taking a drug test. Ain't that a bitch?
That is kind of, a lot of people about to be off that shit now. A whole lot.
If you're using EBT, you will be drug tested. No
doubt. You know why? I blame that fucking song that girl did talk about swipe my EBT here and there. That y'all remember that fucking song that was all over YouTube and shit with that bitch? I mean, shit like that, that'd be fucking up shit.
They're going to write a crime rate.
I was in Colorado and Cali and states where marijuana's legal. You can't test me if I'm on EBT, but that shit is legal, and I use that shit for migraines or something. I mean, personally, I don't use migraines, but, you know.
They don't know that.
I thought that was why they gave me the recommendation.
Control. Miss Lyric, anybody you want to blast this week? Any stupidity you had to deal with? Anything you want to put out there real quick so people can understand? Try not to be like this. She See, y'all lucky. Y'all gotta think about dumb shit. Dumb shit happen to me every day.
I really don't have that. Oh, wait, I got one.
Here we go. Hold up.
Okay. I got invited to a BET show to pass out flyers. I'm through with it.
Wow. Okay, Larry. I see how you feel, right? See, but I know Marley. B got something to tell me. Marley B, you have to deal with this. I know Marley B got something to tell me. Marley B got stories.
You tell me some shit ain't gonna never be no.
So give me one.
Is it my turn yet?
Yes, Marley D.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Mo has to. It's a team story.
Right. I ain't even gotta talk about this shit. I'm just gonna listen here.
Okay. So you know, being in the industry and all, a lot of people assume, you know what I'm saying, that they could just throw big names out there or something and you gonna just come running because you're an aspiring artist or whatnot, right? So dude is telling me.
Oh, shit, they busting, I'm swearing.
No, because last time they was. And we was really like, oh, wow, they shooting. Okay. Okay, so what happened? I forgot. So what happened is, dude telling me this, you know, bullshit, like, don't trip. I got you train fare, gas, money, food, you know, the other stuff that you do, whatever. Like, I got it all. Like, mm-hmm, sure. So he get out here to L.A., right, talking about it's somebody video shoot. Tell me why is he talking about this dude video shoot that sung the hook on Coolio's Gangsta Paradise. Oh, my God. What? Did you just who was that? He's still living? What is he talking about? So, okay, you know, but see me, I'm open-minded, open-hearted, you know, maybe too open, so I'm nice, listening. Cool. So I'm like telling my homegirls, like, all right, y'all, we're going to go to the video shoot. This is Saturday. So instead of me showing Fully Loaded they support, my support the way I was going to at the Icon Ultra Lounge, I'm going to this shoot. So on the way to coming to get us, dude called me like, hey, the police pulled us over. So
yeah.
They might take the truck. I'm like, oh, okay, so... All right, well, we all got license. We'll come get the truck. So he hang up immediately and start texting. I'm like, why are you texting now? He like, because the police don't want, they ain't going to let us talk on the phone. Oh, so they going to let you text the people that you're going to have come blow them up. Wow. So they you can text, but you can't talk to me. Oh, all right, strike one. So me and Mo girl, we all like, fuck it, we gonna hop on the bus since you say you on Vermont and Century. Why we get over there, we don't see no police, we don't see no truck, we don't see nothing. But we do smell a rat. That's what the stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we smell some pussy. So dude come walking up, yes, walking. I'm like, where's the truck? Oh, they took it. Why you didn't ever call us and tell us that? We don't just catch buses for no fucking reason, dressed all fly for video shoots and shit. Are you serious? Mad as a motherfucker, though. Oh, my God, Mo. Tell him the rest of the book. I'm like, the rest of the book.
Oh, the rest of it. Okay, now,
Mo
got part two.
You know, we got part two.
All right.
We didn't even get to eat or nothing. Like, we was all, you know I like to eat, Dagger. You know I'm playing when it comes down.
Okay, so, yeah. All right,
Mo, what's part two? What's part two?
The nigga claimed he was going to feed us and shit. I was tripping off of it. He walking up. We like, damn, we going to go to Pizza Hut, right? He like, this how you know a motherfucker ain't got no money. Oh, no, you don't want to eat there. Damn, my nigga, we're going to go to Pizza Hut. Okay, so since we on Vermont and Fish Street, we can't fuck with Pizza Hut.
Right.
Okay, strike one. We go down the street. We walking back to where the fuck this raggedy nigga came from.
Right.
We look up and it's a taco stand. Oh,
like,
no, I don't want to eat there. I'm like, so basically everything over here on the east side is just.
You don't tell me what
way,
I'm
right?
hungry for.
Are you serious? So then we get to this goddamn house and I'm mad at the broad who lives here. How you inviting motherfuckers over in your house look and smell like this? Unacceptable pineapple.
It's not like
wow.
It was an out. It's not like it was an outhouse.
Yeah,
wow.
People just be doing the most. And then he claimed he had weed. My nigga, he didn't even have a blunt, and then the nigga rolled up a zigzag. Like,
this nigga didn't have no blunt.
Six motherfuckers, and you gonna roll a joint?
He didn't
Come
have,
on
he
now.
He didn't have the money to buy the blunt. That part
wow.
is what strike
wow.
fucking two. It was supposed to be a video shoot, right? Oh, yeah, he had to call somebody to come get him.
Oh, my God.
So the video shoot actually ended up being in the alley somewhere off Avalon. Quit
calling
me.
I don't want to be in the video.
Wow.
Why the fuck are you in the alley?
Hell no, I don't want to be in the video. I'm like a motherfucking fool. That's what the fuck.
Wow.
So you know what?
Wow.
He finally gave us $10 for the three of us to go crazy on the value fucking menu at McDonald's. No, for real, it's three of us. What was we all going to split it? $3.66 a piece, y'all.
Yep, y'all better hit that dollar.
We
menu.
Did. Hey, you don't act like Mommy B ain't spent that. We ate the fuck off that
nugget and we split that shit three ways.
Later, talking about y'all good. I was like, nah, nigga, we got kidnapped. Straight up dusted off Avalon. We in a basement right now texting you from a fake phone. Get your ass out of here.
Mm-mm.
Hell no,
crazy
man.
Shit in the world,
be on
y'all.
That bullshit.
Crazy shit in the world, y'all.
That's that straight stupid shit that you do. If you just want to kick it with some bitches, then all you have to do is call an escort service because you get none of these.
All right, so we're gonna let the ladies take over the airways real quick, and we're going to be right back. Like I said, we got Live, we got Mr. Pills, Glamour's Mo chilling, Miss Lyric, Marley B. All right, y'all. This is Live Sunday, Hang Out Radio. We'll be right back.
Oh, hi, Lyric. I so forgot to say hi. Hi, Lyric, everybody on the phone today.
What's up?
All right, y'all. We'll be right back, y'all. Here we go. Kehlani, Wild Like an Animal.
Let me see you get wild.
Let me see you get wild. Let me see you get wild like an animal. Let me see you get wild like an animal. Let me see you get wild like an animal. Let me see you get wild like an animal. Let me see you get wild. 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 Let me see you get wild like an animal. Let me see you get wild like an animal. Let me see you get wild like an animal. Let me see you get wild like an animal.
Ladies taking over. Dime Diva, featuring my man Mr. Pills, Monte Carlo. Let's keep it going. Turn it up.
Yeah.
making that. Drop it on the bitch, making that. Pop it on the bitch, making that.
I'm in this motherfucker and I don't even care. Rocking this fit in this Indian hair. Should I got these niggas coming in at least two pairs? They think it ain't fair, but nigga, you don't do fair. It don't seem right, it don't equal out. Nigga, what you talking about? You both got something in your mouth. You can't be greedy, cause you gotta feed the needy. Shit could be misleading and look to be deceiving. Come fast like a speedboat. Don't choke with the deep throat. Lick it on your pee hole. I had your whole body numb. 2 minutes make it come, cause I does this for fun. I know they heard about me. Shit, they already know the fee if they want some pussy. I'm fancy, way too classy, but that's not gonna stop me from making it nasty.
Making nasty. Drop it on the bitch, making nasty. Pop it on the bitch, making nasty. Drop it on the bitch, making nasty.
Yeah.
Pop it on the bitch, making nasty.
Look, bitch, making nasty. Never let a bubble butt bitch walk past. Light skin sass, set a name mask. Never knew a dad, but you screaming out that. Damn, in a dope game, need a Grammy. No gag, reflex me, no gag. Go play done, turn it over, I'll smash it. Nothing but a song, once you ready for the action.
You know we get nasty when you fuck with the youngster. I'll have you singing, la 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 bum bum. I'm hot like the summer, make you roll like the thunder. It's like a water fountain, man, I got that pussy running.
Making nasty. Drop it on the bitch, making nasty. Pop it on the bitch, making nasty.
Don't trip, I'm all up in this bitch. I got my hands up and I'm shaking my shit. Damn, round and round. I'm forming the crowd and the music bumping loud. Shit, I was too turned up. He had me in the cut and I was working my stuff. And if a nigga wanna fuck, you see this pussy, this kid, you suck. Look, it's like a thing in the past. Do you really think that you can handle it fast? I can move slow and I can make it clap. But I don't know about you, but I think he like that. Oh shit, watch out now. Bend his ass off, you wanna see the sky wild? Boy, you better stop, cause I'm the best in town. You got a handful of dicks and a booty by the pile.
Making nasty. Drop it on the bitch, making nasty. Pop it on the bitch, making nasty. Drop it on the bitch, making nasty. Pop it on the bitch, making nasty.
All in and we get it like.
Mo Sign is in the building. See, when we work this for like real hip hop.
Yeah.
Like Ice Cube today was a good day type of hip hop. When you turn it on, it just makes you feel good. Good.
You can dig it.
Good. So check it. It's going on something like this.
I hear the music coming, it's true, the mood is changing. Sounds like it's hip-hop singing. I don't love you no more. I see the videos, you're going to the O's, and so the lyrics go, I don't love you no more.
1988 is when I made my escape off the womb, and all I heard was NWA. I'm playing the murder, cause hip-hop is shit, thought shelf dogs making the wages.
Yeah.
Moved to 92, was ran through for the two. Pouring liquor on hoes and playing with bitches' boobs. Never seen it. Too young to recognize you, Mr. Young, never fucking young. Reading in between them, should have seen them. Just a little one hoping and dreaming for that good life. Described up by Mr. West and said, good with us. So I tapped on the chest, baby. Still, this nigga now is real. Ice Cube, extra raw, too smooth and chill. Love hip hop, big women to flip flop. Niggas stay real to the diamonds in their wristwatch. I hear the music playing. It's true, the mood is changing. Feels like it's hip hop singing. I don't love you no more. Niggas talking both good jobs, it's a black show, D, telling them hoes. No kids for my niggas, be shining. Pose for the pics, with the images blinding. Coach is a crib, couple chicks be shining. So baby girls, talk to Blizz, be flying. Perfect timing, running a marathon. Got a million men watching this time with Farrakhan. $100 off the pair of y'all. You don't fuck about the fame, I'll carry on. To the flames, to the pain, I'll carry on. To the screaming off, name, singing off.
So I hear the music playing.
It's true, the mood is changing. Feels like it's hip hop singing.
Like we're all going to have to take second jobs. I guess I'll see if I can get my old gig back selling butt scratchers at the ballpark. Butt scratcher? Butt scratcher? Here's your butt scratcher here. Butt scratcher?
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 You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, the Dagger. On Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
That's right, y'all. Let's get it. Shout out to my nigga Mystery. We are back. Slap Sundays, LA, West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. And of course, damn it, are we into the end of another show? Yes, we are. I swear, 2 hours is not enough time to get into what you want to get into. And it's definitely not enough time to play all these independent music and everything like that. So again, I apologize, but make sure you check back every week, y'all, because everything will be in rotation, at least to the best of my ability. Looks like we lost the line, so I'm just going to go down the list and give a shout-out, let y'all give y'all shout-outs. Make sure y'all drop y'all links, let people know where they can find you and everything, because Dagger's got some business to handle tonight. So let's go down the road here. Of course, Mr. Pills, hold up. Let me see it. Come on, you can do it. I know you can do it. There it is. Mr. Pills, still good? Still hanging, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Well, man, Yes, sir. Well, I'm waiting. Like I said, you're welcome every time, man. I'm waiting. We get set up. Like I said, get at me on the email and everything. Like I said, I'll give you my number offline and everything too, man. So you can just hit me up. Because like I said, I prefer to talk to people. That's the easiest way to get through, you know? So we're going to set up that interview. Got to let people know again, man. You got that new mixtape coming out. You got the new album coming out. Let them know where to Google you at real quick and give you shout-outs real quick before we get up out of here.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that supports you by Mr. Pills, because Mr. Pills support everybody that's doing their thing, no doubt. Get at me, just Google me. Mr. Pills, MR.PILLZ. Facebook, Mario Johnson. Twitter, at MrPills01, you know what I'm saying? Just check me out, no doubt.
Yes, sir, and y'all be look out for it pretty soon, all right? We're going to have the new album coming out, and then Mr. Pills, we're going to have the official interview with Mr. Pills coming soon right here on Slap Sunday. So as soon as you're ready to set that up, man, let me know, all right? And you're welcome here anytime. You already know that.
All right.
Yes, sir. And then, all right, let's keep it going. Hold on. Straight out the 661 out the AB area. Let's get, hold on. Are we going to get it? Okay, there it is, Miss Lyric. You still good?
Yep, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Any shout-outs you want to give, let people know where they can find your links at and everything, and then also look for Miss Lyric's new music next week. It will be the first songs in rotation next week, because that's my word, so make sure you check back next week to hear how Miss Lyric got her name, all right? So go ahead and give your shout-outs real quick, ma.
I want to give a shout-out to all my supporters, family and friends, and especially to my haters. Without y'all, I would not be able to do it. But most and foremost, you can find me at XMB Lyric on Facebook. You can find me as Lyric Takeover on Facebook, XMBIndustry@gmail.com. You can hit me up. And SoundCloud, I'm on there too, XMB Lyric. Check me out.
That's why she's doing big things, y'all. Make sure y'all check her out. Make sure y'all support, like her pages. And like I said, Ms. Lyric, make sure I got the info for when you come through to L.A. All right? I want to come check that out, and we're going to come support you, okay?
Okay, for sure.
All right, Ma, check in anytime. And you need to check in with me more often, because like I said, your opinion is always valued, especially over here on Sunday, because you don't be taking none of that bullshit either. So, I mean, holler at your boy.
All right, I will.
Yeah, all right, thank you. And then, of course, no stranger to the show ever, and, you know, especially not a stranger in stupidity, not yourself, but as far as dealing with stupidity. Hold on, let's get her, see if we can get her back in. Come on. Come on,
Marley.
You can do it. I know. Yeah, see, you already know. I didn't have to say anything. Marley B. Like, if you sound out you want to give real quick, Ma, anything, let them know where they can find your links and music. Let them know what's up. B. Damn it, she done took the phone away from her ear again. Marley. Oh, God. See, this is what I'm talking about. That's the one bad thing about Marley B. Marley B. be so wrapped up in things that she got going on and things that be popping that she forget about us small folks every now and then. So it's okay. Ms. Glamorous Mo, are you here?
Miss Glammo is in the building. Marley in there.
Oh, okay. Where'd your friend go? Your friend disappeared on me, so she got skipped
she
over real
there,
quick.
She in there tripping. Somebody called her on the other line, and she forgot to click back over. But she had Glammo
oh, okay.
in the building. Giving it up
okay, well, Glammo's future Daggers Beauty of the Week. So, I mean, y'all going to see her next this coming Wednesday. So make sure y'all check out this Wednesday's Hump Nights, and you're going to get the full interview with Ms. Glamorous Mo right here. But in the meantime, Mo, go ahead and give them a jump start. Let them give a shout-out to, you know, shout-out to you want to give them to, and then also as well do your links and everything. Let people know where they can find you.
All right. I'd want to give a shout-out to everybody who called in. That's what's up. Shout-out to Marley B, my girl. The Red Lipstick Gang. And you can find me on Facebook, Trishana Taylor, TRASHANA, last name Taylor. Hit me up.
There it is. Glamorous Mo. Make sure y'all check her out this Wednesday night. Make sure you call back in, okay? Don't disappear on Wednesday night because it's going to be your fault this time. We're even now, so the next
just
one's going on you.
Oh, I got you.
All right, for sure. I'll see you on Wednesday, Ma. Thank you. And then
all
this
right.
nigga. And then you always want to be late with your ass right here, but it's good. Better late than never, my nigga. Hold on, let me bring him in. Straight out the with it, boys. Hold on. Come on. You can do it. Mr. Fresh with it, Mac Machete, the madman himself. What it do, Nympho the Great? How you feeling?
Mac Machete, the madman with it, boys. You know what it is. The dagger turns
out. We got business to handle. We got business to handle soon, man. I know we got a show we got to go get cracking off, man. But give your shout-outs and everything real quick. Let them know where they can find you because you late. You're
yeah,
late.
I am late. But, you know, it's better late than never. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to
exactly.
the boy, man.
Shout out to West with it. He right here with me, man. Shout out to 4DB with it. Shout out to Fuck You with it. He like burnt out, but that's still the homie. You know what I mean? You can follow me on Facebook, Pro the Great. You know what I'm saying? Because I am the greatest of all time. So motherfucking fresh. You know what I mean?
All right, my nigga, I'm about to clock out of here, and then, man, I'm going to be over there so we can get into this business. All right, we got business happening tonight. If anybody's going to be in Studio City, you can come check out the Witty Boys performing live and in full effect. All right, so that's where we're going to be at. And I'll be on my way as soon as the show's over, man. All right, y'all on the block, right?
Yeah, I just made it. I'm here. I'm looking for you.
Yes, sir. We'll be over there in a second. All right, let me finish this business in, and I'll see y'all in a second. All right, Witty Boys in the building. And, hold on, Miss. Let me see. I think I know this. I should know who this is. Now let's make sure, because like I said, everybody want to call in late, but always better late than never. Thanks you for calling in anyway, Miss Queen V. Hold on.
Hey.
Hold on. Come on. Ah, it is okay. What's up, Ma? Little late, but it's okay.
I
go ahead.
Am
what's up?
Late, and I do apologize for my absence. I really do. I was in the middle of handling some business. I had to take care of me real fast and get my own
You don't have to apologize. Well, you don't have to apologize for Sundays. Like I said, if you guys don't know, like I said, this is my new co-host for every Wednesday night, Hump Nights right here, Miss Queen V, brand new co-host right here that I run with. So you're not responsible for the night. Like I said, Slap Sundays is cool, but on Wednesday, if you didn't show up, we would have problems.
You already know I show up on Wednesdays, but I mean, I seen the message for 7, and I was like, okay, but then I started handling business, and then I looked back up, and I was like, ooh, it's 8:55. Let me go ahead and get my little shout-out then. I know I'm late, but... You know,
but it's okay.
Like
go ahead,
never,
get
as always.
Go ahead and get them in, Queen. Let them know.
All right. Hey, you guys can catch me now on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights, co-hosting with the Dagger. You can also find me if you want to holler at me. I'm on Twitter, QueenVicky_TM. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ColeyBaby, ColeyBby. I'm always looking for anybody who wants to holler at me. I'm always up to listen to new things. So, hey, holler at me. I talk back, for real.
There it is. And then, like I said, if y'all want to send me y'all music, like I said, y'all can send her y'all music as well, because, like I said, it's all going to come to the same place, because she forwards me a lot of music as well. So I got a lot of new tracks from this young lady right here, Miss Queen V, and thank you very much for doing what you need to do and everything and contributing to the show as well. So we will see you on Wednesday night. And like I said, we got a new Beauty of the Week coming in on Wednesday night, so you got to help me with my interview mode. You know what I mean? We got to both be in interview mode, okay? So we will see you on Wednesday night. Me and Queen B, thanks for checking in. And like I said, anybody that's been listening to the show, thanks always. Like I said, we'll be right back here next Sunday. If you got somebody you want to slap, try to slap the stupidity out of them real quick, bring it to the show. We'll talk about them, try to figure it out. If you got any questions, I'm not saying I know everything, but I can at least give some sound advice, and I will give you the advice that I wish I would follow myself, like I said. So I will definitely try to help out the best that I can, and I'm always looking for help as well. But if you always want to call in, just spread your music, talk about the show. That's the one thing, like I said, we've set records. And like I said, real quick, Queen B, while I got you, I'm going to thank you as well, because our show last Wednesday night set a record. I don't know if people just been reeling, been fucking with us. I don't know what it was, and I don't care. But that was the first show that had over 100 downloads. Over 100 downloads. So,
that's
a bar. So, not just me. Like I said, everybody's involved in this, because without y'all, like I said, it wouldn't happen. Because I know myself. I know I don't promote like I should. I'm not on Facebook every single day blowing up shit and everything and all that. Because like I said, that kind of gets annoying to me, but that's just me. That's another story. But I'm not going to do that. Y'all only see me promote on Wednesdays, and y'all see me promote on Sundays. Besides that, I don't do a whole lot of promoting. So it's whatever y'all out there doing. So keep doing what y'all doing. Talk about the show. Spread the link. Get your friends involved. Get them to call in and talk their shit. It don't matter. All right? We're going to get this popping. We're going to get it turned up. Spread the word, because if y'all don't do it, or if we don't do it together, it's not going to happen. Because already in tonight's show, we done had the AV kick in, you know what I mean? The Antelope Valley done checked in. L.A. West Coast all day done checked in. Detroit checked in today. Georgia done checked in today. You know what I mean? We done had overseas Sydney done checked in with your boy. I mean, I'm trying to get all 50 states. I need at least one person listening to me from all 50 states. At least one.
That's right.
All right. And that's what I'm going for. At least one person needs to be listening to the Dagger in all 50 states. So y'all need to help make that happen however y'all see fit. All right. So thank you for being here. I'm going to ride out with this brand new smoking track right here from Washe called Hot Box, brought to me by Queen V. So we will see y'all next Sunday on Slap Sundays from 7 to 9 here on Bang Out Radio. We will see y'all on West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights from 9 to 11 with your host, The Dagger and Queen V. And, yeah, that's it for this show. We'll see y'all next week. And let's hot box with Washe.
Joe. Hey, I say hot box to another level. Three grunts in rotation, gravity on, waiting on us to reload. Levitation,
hey.
Getting high like a fucking Haitian. That's because we fucking Haitian. Hot box to another level. Three grunts in rotation, gravity on, waiting on us to reload. Levitation,
hey.
Getting high like a fucking Haitian. That's because we fucking hate
hot
box to another level. You can't see a street. Might get burned by the blunt, cause can't nobody even sleep. Three blunt, in rotation, gravity bone getting lit. Ain't nobody in it. Matter of fact, I'm still in here. A cop coming. Hold up, hold up. Who that is? Paranoia made my nigga holler out of here. But my other nigga told him ain't no quitting this. Another cop coming. Hold up, who that is? We so high, we can't believe how we feeling. Niggas ain't even laughing, we just talking endless. Looking out the window like, man, I know they see this. My nigga Smitty say he just in heaven. Jesus, I wanna feel like that. Bring that blood right back, make sure that bowl get packed. No milk, no apple jacks. Just point one of that thrax and we gon' take it to the max. Whoa, I might need to relax. We took the hot box to another level. Three grunts in rotation, gravity on, waiting on us to reload. Levitation,
hey.
Getting high like a fucking Haitian. That's because we fucking Haitian.
Hot
box to another level. Three grunts in rotation, gravity on, waiting on us to reload. Levitation,
hey.
Getting high like a fucking Haitian. Just because we fucking Haitian. And all you hear is oh shit.
Oh shit.
And oh shit.
Oh shit.
And oh shit.
Damn.
So levitated, only one thing comes to mind. I feel like I'm dinner blind. All I can see is cloud nine. The blood spinners, but the monster going at it. Niggas wanna open the door, but no one knocking at it. That's just them coughing habits. Damn, we coughing badly, but we coughing gladly. We can't stop coughing sadly. The music playing, ain't no secret, I'm jamming. My niggas staring at nothing, I'm like, bruh, is you jamming? And he like, hell yeah, why he sit down still? Meanwhile, trying to compress something to the feeling in him. Damn. I ain't never been inside. Now I feel like doing something. Matter of fact, let's take a ride. My niggas say, what you gon' do if you see the cops? And I just say, we ain't gon' get stopped. I took the hot box to another level. Three grunts in rotation, gravity on, waiting on us to reload. Levitation, getting high like a fucking Haitian. Just because we fucking Haitian. Hot box to another level. Three grunts in rotation, gravity on, waiting on us to reload. Levitation,
hey.
Getting high like a fucking Haitian.
A Haitian.
Just because we fucking Haitian.
Aye.